With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. A Cayman school wins the CISA tournament. In April, Cayman International School proudly participated in the inaugural 2024 Caribbean International Sports Association tournament, a collaborative effort among five international schools spanning the Caribbean region. This exciting event was held late last month and was hosted by the Columbus School in Madeline, Colombia. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
The tournament showcased under 18 boys and girls soccer, basketball, and volleyball competitions. CIS competed alongside esteemed institutions like the Carol Morgan School from the Dominican Republic, the Baldwin School, Puerto Rico, Colegio Nueva Granada, Bogota, Colombia, and of course, the Columbus School. Despite a challenging start with a narrow loss to the Columbus School in the opening game, CIS's under 18 boys basketball team displayed remarkable resilience, surging through subsequent matches, defeating Colegio Nueva Granada, Carol Morgan School, and the Baldwin School to secure a spot in the semifinals. Following a hard-fought battle against the Baldwin School, CIS advanced to the championship showdown against their rivals, the Carol Morgan School. In an intense and physical game, CIS emerged victorious with a narrow 40-39 win, clinching the CISA Boys Basketball Championship. During the closing ceremonies, CIS celebrated the outstanding performances of its athletes, particularly Griffin McDonald, one of Cayman's national under-17 players, who earned the finals MVP title and the tournament's three-point shooting championship. Additionally, Griffin and James Fletcher received well-deserved recognition by being named to the tournament All-Star team. A resounding congratulations is extended to the CIS boys basketball team for their remarkable tournament journey and triumphant finals victory, with special acknowledgement to Coach Justin for his exceptional leadership and preparation. April Cummings for Radio Cayman Sports.
Cayman Cricket President says this year is a big year for them. Courtney Miles tells Radio Cayman Sports it's possible that by 2025, Cayman will host more international cricket tournaments.
We got down to 15 going off to the South America tournament. We got top of the ladies going off. We have the seniors going off to qualifier in December in Argentina. Unfortunately, it was not the Cayman Islands, but I just got back from the ICC America's Forum in New York last week, and they were asking question, when will we be ready to host? And that time we'll be ready in 2025.
Okay.
By that time we should have the Clifton Hunter ground up to speed, and we'll be able to have three turf wickets to host.
Amazing.
And with that, we will get a lot of hosting from the ICC, and they are behind us, and I'm doing my utmost best with the rest of my board to ensure that this happens, so we'll be able to host international cricket.
Miles says they're also working with another company called BNB Sports out of Dubai, which will also help boost sports tourism in the country.
They were here last month doing some preliminary work to host a T10. So they will be coming to finalize certain things, because we're looking to hold a T10 competition here in Grand Cayman in August of this year. We're looking to bring in about six teams from abroad, which will have international players. Each team will have a local, have three local persons on it. And that will involve tourism, sports, because they will be providing work for a lot of people, taxis, tour bus drivers, businesses with food and so forth, hotels. You know, you can imagine six international teams coming in here,
yeah,
and what that would do for the country and for development. So I'm excited about it, and likewise our board. But at this stage, I will not say no more, because until we finalize it.
Yeah.
Cayman Cricket President Courtney Miles there. And round five of the 2024 inter-primary school cricket season continues tomorrow with a full schedule of games, including Zone A boys and girls, Island Primary versus Red Bay Primary at Red Bay Primary, Prospect Primary versus Cayman Prep B at Prospect Primary, and Cayman Academy versus East End Primary at Edna Moyle Primary. In Zone B, boys and girls, Theolin L. McCoy Primary versus Cayman Prep A at Theolin McCoy Primary, Sir Johnny Cumber Primary versus Joanna Clark Primary in West Bay at West Bay Primary, and Cayman International School versus Marie Martin Primary at Caymana Bay. Games are played every Friday. Girls are at 12 p.m. and boys are at 1 p.m. at various locations across the island. The inter-primary cricket competition is organized and coordinated coordinated by the Department of Education Services, the Department of Sports, and the Cayman Cricket Association. The league is sponsored by CUC. Parents and supporters are also encouraged to come out and cheer on our young cricketers. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.